I'm thinking this will be a little bit of a workshop, audio workshop type dirty talk, which we've done before. There's this idea for a Valentine's audio, which I think is really simple, but not really that similar to stuff we've done, and I think you'll like it. So it's like you and me at dinner, like a fancy dinner in a nice restaurant. And we've had that before in audios, but I don't think we've ever taken it in this direction. So yeah, it's this nice restaurant. Beautiful design, nice lighting, good food, and like nice outfits for both of us, you know, dressed up, nice Valentine's Day dinner. And yeah, just like enjoying. It could either be like, you know, characters that have some kind of established thing. That would make a lot of sense. Maybe it could be a sequel to an audio, I'm not sure, but or it could be that there's not like an established thing between us, but something is building, like there's chemistry, there's like flirtation, there's, you know, something. And obviously, we found ourselves having dinner on Valentine's Day. So, you know, that's something. And just like at this table, conversation and like tension starts to build in the way that we're looking at each other. The way that we're talking to each other and just looking at hands and little like gestures, you know, like hands kind of sliding, like my hand on my arm or my fingers kind of knitting together, rubbing my neck. And your fingers maybe brushing your lips or your cheek or your neck. And it's just that kind of slow escalation of sensuality between us and my eyes kind of moving across you, focusing on your face, on your eyes. But drifting down to your lips as we talk and down your body. Maybe looking at your chest if you have a little bit of cleavage or some outfit that shows that off a bit, or maybe your legs. And just that like growing chemistry and tension between the two of us. Maybe talking about something totally normal. And then I think it would be hot if the conversation just turned kind of sexual. If we start getting a little bit more honest about where this is going, about how much I want you, what I'm thinking about. And maybe in kind of casual tones, you know, like kind of, I mean that in the sense of like being a little blunt and a little honest and just like sitting across from you at the table and thinking, I'm just really wanting to see you naked right now. That's all. Sorry, I just can't stop thinking about that. I know maybe that's forward, but I'm just thinking about what those hands would feel like on me. That kind of thing. And maybe you get shy. I could draw that out of you a little bit, like asking you what you're thinking about and asking if you're thinking about my hands on you or if you're thinking about what I would be like in bed. And I want that to kind of escalate like at the table still. Like could maybe be bringing you out of your shell a little bit and getting you comfortable talking about this. Even though it's in public and even though you're sitting there, your face getting hot. And maybe feeling something in your stomach. I think that's really hot. Just talking about what we want to do to each other. What we're going to do. What we like. What we want. And speaking in low voices, obviously, so nobody can hear. Maybe having to like quiet down when like somebody passes by. But otherwise, like, not like whispering in the ear, you know, like just talking about it. Just like, I just can't stop thinking about like taking you, like really taking you and what kind of sounds you would make. What my hand would look like on your thigh, on your ass, on your tits, like really squeezing and digging in and asking you what kind of stuff you're into. Like, I don't know, do you like it a little rough? Yeah, I get that. I do, but I just like it kind of intense. Like it doesn't have to be really rough, but like kind of filthy, kind of intense. Like that's what I like. Like talking, I mean, I'm not even talking as casually as I think I would want to, because it's hard. But I like that idea of just like kind of out in the open. Talking about stuff like that, like, you know, when I just first saw what you were wearing tonight, I just really want you to ride my face. Yeah, I like that. I just think like the view would be really nice with you on top of me, and my head between your thighs. It's like grabbing my hair and humping my tongue, and getting a little closer at the table, obviously. As we're talking like this, it's hard not to, right? And there's like a booth. So it's not so out in the open and exposed. So as the conversation like escalates that way and we start saying this like filthy stuff to each other, still from a distance, like anyone would think we were having like casual dinner conversation, other than the fact that we're getting a bit close, you know, but no one would be able to tell that I'm saying like, yeah, you seem like you could be kind of slutty and filthy in bed, and I think that's like really what I like and what I think about. Yeah, and I'm just wondering what kind of stuff you would say to me. And I don't know. I think about you calling me daddy and stuff. As we're saying stuff like that and getting closer and no one can tell. Just like a little bit of breaking that touch barrier, you know? Just like fingers brushing the back of your hand or closing briefly around your wrist and letting go. Tracing your thumb over my knuckles, like that kind of thing. And as we're just like sitting there, it's getting harder and harder to sit still, squirming and breathing a little heavier, a little harder. Just like a hand on your thigh under the table. Mm-hmm. not really a squeeze, just like on your thigh, and gentle. Maybe my thumb just moving a little bit and lifting back up before anyone sees, and a little bit more talking, and then wandering back down, sliding from your hip back down to your thigh, and then rubbing and squeezing a little bit more, but still just on kind of the outside of your thigh. You look down and see my fingers, that strong hand just squeezing a little bit. The expression on your face, trying to hold back, trying to play it cool. It's just that like fun, shyness, embarrassment, arousal, flirtation, eyes kind of dancing back and forth from my lips to my eyes. And since the setting is so like elegant and what we're wearing is so fancy, I think the like kind of the filthier and the dirtier the better a little bit, you know, for the contrast. So I kind of want you to reach down at the table and like squeeze my cock through my pants, or just like rub at it and watch that bulge just get bigger and bigger. Feel it under your fingers. Still talking, still chatting. In just a moment when no one's looking over, I can just reach up and put my thumb in your mouth. And just put it on your tongue and smear a little bit of your spit over your lips. Just see what that lipstick looks like when it's smeared. That's hot. Fuck. Makes me think of a lot of things. And again, like being so careful, like making sure you put your hands back up on the table so that nobody could see, like nobody could tell, like really, really subtle. And then just back down and a little bit more squeezing, just like kind of playful, you know, a little bit more playing with my cock through my pants, just so you can feel how hard. And maybe like a flash at the table, is that, again, only if we could be like so careful. And only if you're wearing a top or a dress that lets you just like pull down one side just for a moment. Just show me really quick. Just getting more and more daring and risky and turned on until we can't contain ourselves and asking for the check and impatiently waiting for it, waiting and waiting and lifting your foot up under the table into my lap. So I can wrap my fingers around your ankle, slide up onto your calf. So you can feel my cock under your foot if you want, just for a moment. Maybe while we're waiting for the check, you can get up and go to the bathroom, and I can catch you on the way out. But not too much, you know what I mean? Like, looking at each other as you come out of the bathroom in like a little hallway, like a little out of the way place, you know, no one can see. But like, you know, we can't fuck here, right? we can't fuck here, obviously. That's really wild and risky and just like a terrible idea. But we do have a moment or two. You could flash me again and I could put my mouth on your tit. Just for a moment. Just a little bit of my tongue on your nipple and sucking on you. Just a little bit of my hand up under your skirt or under your pants and squeezing and gripping up your ass. Just a little bit of that. And definitely no fingering. But maybe just the slide of one finger between your legs, just like over the outside of your panties, like just as I squeeze your ass and then taking my hand away. And if we're just really driving each other wild by then, just like really getting feral, like panting with how bad we want each other. And if you really want it to be a good slut, if you were really fucking hungry for it, in this fancy restaurant, after that nice dinner, in your nice outfit, I wouldn't want you to get on your knees. Like, there's no time for that, and I don't want you to mess yourself up. But you could bend over just for a moment. Because that's the good thing about clothes like this. Like, it's pretty easy to just, like, pull out my cock really fast. Just so you can see how hard it is. How fucking thick and throbbing it is. And just put it in your mouth really fast. It's, like, here outside the bathroom. And I'll listen so I can hear when someone's coming. And just the head in your mouth. Or just like, fuck. Just like rubbing it on your face. Just like laying it out on you and slapping it on your cheek. I mean, maybe it would be hard to resist, like, just sliding my finger inside you really quick. As we're like putting ourselves away, like, straightening ourselves out and walking out. Put my finger in my mouth and taste you. And just watch me sucking you off my finger as we walk out. Putting my hand on your lower back. Casually walking out. And then getting to the car. Just like wherever we're parked. And as soon as the door is opening and you're starting to step inside, just like feeling my hands on you, on your hips, and your ass, kind of pulling at your clothes, tipping your head back, biting your neck, kissing your neck, tasting your mouth finally, huh? Turning your head back so I can kiss you hard. Be getting my fist in your hair. Firmly. Tugging your head back. Squeezing your tits through your top or your dress. So fucking hungry for you. So eager, just like wanting it so bad. And not wanting to wait for it anymore. And then it's kind of like all bets are off, right? It's like getting you in the back seat. And spreading you open. Really getting my head between your thighs and getting my mouth on that pussy. devouring you, licking, fucking drooling on that cunt. Fuck yeah. I'm really messing up your outfit now, like, because I can. Really fucking you up a little bit, you know? Yanking it off, stripping you. Getting your tits out of your top. Yanking your panties down your legs. Oh, fuck. Messy and sloppy. Pushing my fingers covered with your wetness into your mouth. Spitting on your tits. She's so eager to get my cock out again, huh? She had a taste of it. Just can't wait to see it fucking aching for you. Get your mouth around it. Put my hand on your head. But really, I just want it inside you. I want to feel your hands too, but I want to feel your hands guiding me inside. Spread open, like your leg over my shoulder. And keep your shoes on, keep your heels on. As I slide into you. No condom. Slide into you raw and fuck. Hard and deep. Just so unrestrained. Pounding deep inside you, filling you up, stretching you. I want you squealing and moaning with every fucking thrust. It's still kind of playful, like keeping that energy. Smiling. Even as I grit my teeth. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. You're so fucking hot. Oh, that pussy feels so good. That's a good slide. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I knew you would take it so good. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, pulling out and getting my mouth back on your pussy. Rolling you over. Oh, you can arch your back and put your head down. Fuck. Face down, ass up. I don't care if I have to leave the car door open, like if there's not room. Oh, I get my tongue on your ass. Slide between your cheeks. Slapping and sucking at that pussy. At your ass. Oh, and then back inside. Pull you to the edge of the seat. Fuck you for mine. Let me see you bouncing on me. With your skirt pulled up. Or your pants around your ankles. Just mindlessly fucking you. Oh, yeah. Put my finger in your ass. Just taking it kind of far like that, I think, is good. Sorry, I can't even think. I think it's hot, given the concept, given the restaurant, given the Valentine's Day of it all. Oh. If I can push my finger into your ass while your pussy's gripping on my cock. Oh, sliding in and out. So fucking wet. Oh, gripping you up. I want to see you ride. Just so impatient, getting in the back seat and pulling you on top of me. Back inside. Can't even stop myself from pounding from below, like fucking up into you. Oh, really? Just fucking you on my cock. And once I make you come, then we can go home. I know we can't wait to go home. To get home to a bed. Can actually get naked. You have to come right here in the car outside the restaurant. Come on my fingers and my tongue. From behind. I think that's what I want. Oh, there's something so hot about that. You like half, like, your torso like in the front seat, kind of awkward, bent over, crammed in, but with your top half in the front seat, and your lower half like back here in the back seat with me, between the seats, you know what I mean? And my tongue inside you fucking your pussy. Oh, and my fingers rubbing your clit. Oh, and really fucking giving it to you. Like, really fucking your pussy with two fingers. Pressing on those spots. Oh, getting you so sloppy. I just worshiping that pussy with my tongue. That's how I want you to come. Oh, hard like that, fuck. Come fucking hard and out of control. That's what I want. Oh. I want you so loud, fuck. We can close the doors for this so you can be so loud. I want to hear your voice get higher and higher as I fuck you right to the edge. Oh, and then just so greedy for it. Oh, come like that. Come like that. Oh, come like that. When I spit on your ass, I can feel it running down so that I can finger fuck it into your pussy, huh? Finger fuck my spit into your cunt. I want you to come like that. Oh, my spit on your clit. Rubbing quick circles. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Come on. Come on, slut. Come on. Be a good slut, baby. That's it. Come on, baby. Come on, sweetheart. You gonna come for me? You gonna come for me? I want you to so bad. Oh, I'll give you this cock back if you come. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, just like that. Just like that. Oh, come for me, baby. That's it. Come for me. Oh, you're so fucking hot. Holy shit, I love tasting you. Oh, yeah. Keep going, keep going. Oh, I pull you back onto my cock, huh? And feel yourself stretching around. Oh, that fat cock. That coming pussy just, oh, welcoming me back. Oh, sliding back onto my cock. Oh, just feel me deep and filling. Oh, you come around it. Oh, second half of your orgasm, like the last little bit. Oh, me giving you deep fucking long strokes in your cunt. Oh, yeah. Collapsing back against me. Shaking and whining. All fucked up. And marked up. Yeah, fucking hickeys on your neck. and on your tits, and on your thighs, on shaking and bucking limply back against me. Oh, as I fuck you up and down on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. And I'll give you my cum when we get home. That's right. Oh. Oh, fuck. It would be odd if you, like, wanted it right now, you know? Oh, if you were greedy for it. If you asked me nicely, and then when I kept saying no, if you fucking... Oh. Demanded it. Oh, and you tried to get your mouth around my cock again so you could taste it. Oh, get your hand around my cock so you can jerk me hard. So you want my fucking cum. Oh, moaning for you so fucking loud. Trying to hold back. She's trying to make me cum so hard. And then having to fucking yank you off me. Fucking pull your head off my cock. Grab your wrist and yank your hand away. Fucking throw you into the passenger seat so I can drive home. God, and see you all impatient and fucked up. Sitting in the passenger seat, your tits still out, your outfit all askew. Oh, fuck, you can play with yourself. That's hot, fuck yeah. Oh, you rub that clit and fuck that pussy with your fingers in the passenger seat on the way home. You know, I can't touch you because that would be unsafe. Maybe at red lights. Maybe at a red light. Just borrow my hand for a moment. Oh, fuck. Just can barely wait until we get home. That's what I want. Fuck. Oh, grinding and humping my hand at a red light. And then me having to yank it back so I can keep driving. Sucking on my fingers. So that's kind of a fun idea, isn't it? I think it could be. Like I said, it's simple, and I don't really know the context, but I think it could be a fun audio. If you have any ideas as we continue to workshop this, please let me know. If you think it could be a sequel to an audio, and what audio you think it could be a sequel to. That was really good. Hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, I hope this builds a little bit of hype. Now, if I decide not to do this audio, that'll be a disappointment, but I'm feeling good about it, so. Okay, take care.